It is with deep respect that I acknowledge the past, present, and future traditional custodians and elders of the Whadjuk Noongar Nation, on which this podcast has been created. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening in on these episodes. I acknowledge that the land we all live, breathe, and work on was never ceded. Well, hello, Mama. It's so wonderful to have you here on the Life After Birth podcast. I thought that I would start off a bit of a mini episode or a trailer, I guess, just to kind of give a bit of context to what this show is about. So I am Yara. I'm a psychologist and I'm a mother of two. And I've had quite a journey in the last six, almost 7 years now of being a mother. And in that time, there were a lot of firsts. There were a lot of periods of time where I felt very wobbly and I didn't know what I was doing. I was learning everything. I was a beginner, right? And of course, like many people, I turned to books. I turned to listening to podcasts and tuning into the advice and the wisdom of women who have gone before me. And what I found when I did that was that I learned some really incredible resources and tools. So things to do in the moment, how to manage this difficult behavior, how to reframe, you know, this particular way of thinking, which are all super valuable. But one of the things that I was left really yearning to know more about is how did these individuals, how did these experts, how did these people that we look at as though they have it all together? Because maybe, you know, maybe it's someone in the public eye. And so, you know, they might have a lot of help, for example, or maybe it's these experts who are telling us how to manage, you know, anger like I do for some people, or how to reframe the way that we see difficult behavior in our children, or how to use these tools. What does it look like in the real world on the ground for them when they are parenting? So what is the truth of their story? What's the depth of their experience in their journeys as mothers? What have been their challenges as they have, you know, traveled this path of mothering? What have been their wins? How have they succeeded? And where are they now? You know, how is that going? And of course, many of the people that I'm going to speak to on this podcast are people who have children that are a bit older. So that might be that they're like primary school age, or it might be they may also have younger children. That some of the people I speak to have got teenage children or even adult children. And so also hearing from them about where they are at now that their children are so much older. So I guess the purpose of this podcast is to provide a space where you can listen in and just hear the stories of many women who are mothers, many women in particular who we look at and potentially frame as having it all together or knowing all the skills, or maybe they never get angry. We imagine that they're always calm or whatever it may be, and actually just lifting that veil a little bit and finding out about what does it actually look like for these people to mother day to day, and what has been their journey, and who are they behind the expert kind of mask or hat, as you might want to call it. And the reason why I think this is so important, and something that I've witnessed in my own work with clients one-on-one and in my groups, is that when we share stories about our struggles or about our challenges and about our wins, there's just something so incredibly special that happens there. And this is why women's circles are so profound for people. There's something magic that happens when we learn that other people are going through the same thing as what we are going through, or something similar. It gives us self-compassion. It allows us to grow that self-compassion, and it gives us hope that even though we may be in a dark place or in a hard place, that it is possible to come out on the other side. And so I really want you and all mothers who are listening to this podcast to feel held, to feel seen, and to feel like there's something bigger than just themselves, so that they don't feel alone. And I have found that in my group work in particular, that has been the most profound thing. Like, something that I always hear people comment about in The Rebirth, so that's my group coaching program, is that we'll have these live sessions and, you know, one of my kids will run in, or I'll have to change it at the last minute sometimes because one of the kids becomes sick or something happens in my family life where I can't manage the time frame or something in the same way. And everyone has been so flexible on the occasions, the rare occasions when that happens. But one of the things that they always say at the end of that group is, when I observed you changing things or modifying the plan unapologetically, but also really honoring the fact that it may disrupt plans for other people, but just owning the fact that this is what life is now, it does have challenge and I do have to be flexible, that so many of the women who observed that reflected back to me that that was so powerful for them and gave them permission to do the same. And so that is the beauty of being able to see into the world of another person and into the life of the other person and the things that they struggle with and the things that they win with. Just being able to see that, oh, wow, like there is actually this common humanity, right, up among us all as humans and certainly as mothers, where we're all facing similar kinds of challenges. Like they may not look exactly the same, but we're having similar kind of experiences as a result of the challenges that we're going through. And so my wish is that in listening to these episodes, you might hear yourself, envisage yourself in these stories, and that they give you hope. Maybe you learn something along the way as well. It's really just about sharing community and sharing stories here on this podcast. So I hope that really is communicated well. I hope that you are able to walk away from these stories feeling like you've just received this warm hug and feeling less alone and connected to the other mothers in the world. So that's my hope for this show. I hope you enjoy. I hope you feel seen, and much love for all of you. Go gently, Mama.